I want to start out by thanking my good friend John Sharp for the very kind introduction. Thank you for your service as chancellor. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for the incredibly hard work that you put into advancing this university. Let me also say it is great to be back in Aggieland, especially over a weekend in which Texas A&M is going to win another football game. Also, a special thanks to Dr. Christensen, Dr. Roop. I thank both you as well as all of the members of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute for your tireless work on this transformational project. And also thanks to Roger Gunther. Also, Janice, thanks to you and everyone connected with the Port of Houston for all that you all are doing to expand our ports, expand the trade that comes through them, and to collaborate on this particular project. If I could, let me put this project in some level of context. As you all know, Texas has long been known as an energy state, and we are. Texas is number one in the nation for energy production. But as we are in the process of marching into the heart of this particular century, Texas is fast becoming known for another leadership position. Texas is becoming known as the home of innovation. And Texas A&M is demonstrating the central role that universities play in advancing that innovation process. To brag on John, he and his team have done more than any university I have ever seen to advance innovation and to partner with the private sector. I would suggest to you that Texas A&M is the model for how universities are so much more than just a place where students go to learn. They are laboratories where advancements are made that improve our state and literally alter the arc of America. Now, innovation like that we have seen today often begins with a problem that poses challenges for individuals, challenges for businesses, challenges for governmental bodies. For example, take the state of Texas and the challenges that we face with regard to transporting both people as well as goods. Well, this challenge that we're facing was not lost on my administration. As these guys know, as I've explained it in the past, it's a sad day when a guy pushing a wheelchair can go faster than traffic stuck on some of our congested roadways. So working with some of the leaders that we have in this room today, without whose efforts we would not have been able to attain this. The state of Texas stepped up and is investing at least $4 billion a year to building more roads without raising taxes, fees, tolls, or debt. And yet, there's more that must be done. And the challenge is more than just for the commute that individuals have as they are driving on the roadway. It's also about ensuring that we have the infrastructure we need so that we are going to be able to continue to grow our economy and continue to add more jobs to the state of Texas. And a lot of those jobs are focused on the importing and exporting sector. I'm proud to say that in addition to being number one in energy production, Texas also has been number one in the nation for exports for more than a dozen years. In fact, Texas is an international hub for freight transport. Now, on the one hand, our bustling ports spur our economy even more. On the other hand, that bustling port situation adds to congestion in those ports and in the surrounding roadways. Well, the Texas A&M Transportation Institute used that challenge of both clogged roads as well as crowded ports to spark innovation, to reduce congestion, to expedite trade, all while cutting costs. And that innovative solution, as you have heard, is the freight shuttle system. The freight shuttle system is just yet another way that Texas A&M is using emerging technologies to meet the growing demands that we are facing in the burgeoning 21st century economy. Now think about this. I know you guys have focused on this. With the expansion of the Panama Canal, our already busy ports will face even stiffer demands to move the freight more swiftly as the importing and exporting materials come back and forth. Well, this new freight transportation system is going to be able to transport these huge cargo containers that are shipped to our ports and can fit on 18-wheelers. If you would imagine the way that these port facilities will look, as opposed to a bunch of clogged 18-wheeler trucks slowing down the process at our ports, what this system is going to be able to do is to take those large container and ship them miles away for easier unloading to those 18-wheelers that can then transport those goods across the state of Texas as well as across the entire country. This speeds the movement of goods and it eases congestion around our ports. So I believe that the FSS can truly be a game changer that can expand our shipping capacity even more. And the Port of Houston's Seaport Express project is just one potential example that can bring billions of dollars into the Texas economy, create thousands more jobs, and literally open the door to millions of dollars of private investment. Just as important, the FSS can be more than just a tool for expediting freight around our ports. It can also be a vision for ways in which we can relieve congestion across the entire state. If the FSS becomes fully deployed in the state of Texas, it could go a long way to unclogging our crowded roads. It can expedite trade and cross-border exports and imports. I talked with Representative Pickett earlier, who is here with us today, who represents El Paso, Texas. And El Paso is in the early stages of evaluating ways in which it can expedite trade through the FSS with Juarez across our border, working, of course, with the Border Patrol to ensure that it is done with the highest level of security. But think about it, if that is done, and if you've ever been at one of those port facilities, you see that the ability for passengers and for individuals to cross the border is slowed down sometimes by hours, being stuck behind these 18-wheelers. So you can envision the way this can make the lives of individuals as well as the bottom line of businesses improve dramatically. It can truly change the paradigm for the way that transport works in the state of Texas as well as in the United States. So I say thank you to the men and women of TTI for their efforts to develop this transformational technology. And I am proud to join with Texas A&M as it once again displays more than just what we are today. It reveals what we can achieve tomorrow. That is leadership. Thank you.